We're going to change the role.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing, Tom. That's amazing.
We're going to change the role.
Let me ask my friend Gerhard. Gerhard, were you able to download that interview okay?
Yes, that's what I did. Meanwhile.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. I tried to send it to you. I spent like 3 hours, 4 hours trying to send it to you. And I had internet kept going down and one thing after the other. So anyway.
This is an interview with Bilio, isn't it?
I'm sorry, what, Gerhard?
This is the interview with Billy from
Billy, Holo. That's right. Uh-huh. That's okay. Right.
Do you want to play this tonight?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to broadcast this tonight in this show?
Yeah, but we won't play the whole thing. We'll just play part of it.
Okay.
Because it's a long interview, and I want to put it in sections so Nicole could translate, you know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe in bits and pieces. But one thing I want to tell you, Gerhard, you may want to send your picture to Tom because he can give you a free energy healing for 30 days if you want.
Yes, so. Please make a picture now. that's live and actual and the newest one.
No, he puts it into his machine. Okay,
there you go.
Without the glasses also.
No, they're fine. You're fine.
Okay. Thank you. Do you want to do one for Nicole, Tom?
I did it side by side.
Did you? Okay. Great.
So I will feel better until tomorrow. Right?
I'll treat you tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Tom, you were part of my wonderful lineup at my conference, and I was telling everyone that in about a week's time, you'll be able to get those videos and watch them for up to 6 months. It'll be just... So just let me know. I'll announce it. I mean, just send me an email. I can send it. Yeah. Out of this world, 1150@gmail.com. So...
Nicole, thank you for the translation.
Thank you for your wonderful work, Tom.
And I just
thank you.
Bye bye. Thank you.
I also want to say I'm sorry Saskia couldn't be here today. I hadn't heard from her, and she did join earlier, and I wrote her a polite note just saying we'll talk later. You know, I hadn't heard from her. So anyway, I appreciate Nicole so much for doing this today. She did, you're doing a wonderful job. Appreciate you so much. So anyway, all right, Tom. Well, thanks again, my friends, so much for coming on today. You were fantastic.
Thank you for the invite, Ted. God bless everybody.
All right. All right, Tom. Take care, my friend. All right. Just bye-bye. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, great. Well, that was fun. And anyway, Gerhard, if you wanted to start playing Billy's and Zora's interview, I wanted to ask Nicole, how long do you think he should play? Like 5 minutes or 10 minutes? Because it's a long interview. We're not going to get through the whole thing today. Just get the major things. What's best for you?
As I'm kind of a newbie, I guess shorter sequences would be better.
Okay, all right.
And you don't want me to translate word by word, but more the main idea, or
main idea. I think that would be easier for people.
Okay.
What do you think, Gerhard? Do you think? Because otherwise, if you're translating Nicole, if you're translating word by word, you know, we could be here until 6 o'clock in the morning. But anyway. But I want my audience in Austria, Germany, and Switzerland to understand what Billy is saying. I don't want to lose anybody. But I think if you just do kind of main concepts, we'll try it. We'll run for 5 minutes, maybe about, and then stop it, and then let Nicole translate. And again, we're not going to get through the whole thing. We'll just play it in the next show, too. Yes. So.
Could we start with shorter sequences so I can...
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Nicole, you can give me a sign to stop and go on.
Okay.
Yes? Please.
Okay, thank you.
That's good. Okay, thank you, Gerhard. Thanks. Thanks.
So that's the other screen. Let's go.
Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I have a fantastic guest today from my Galactic Wisdom Conference, Billy Woodard, who's from the Hollow Earth, and his father, Zora. They're wonderful people, and I'm so glad you're here. Billy, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
Oh, good. Oh, good. Do you think we should tell people about our headbands a little bit? I'll let you go first.
Oh, sure. The headbands are a very ancient device. The Lemurians introduced them, and then the Atlanteans sort of copied them, and you start using them as well. But what they do is they focus your third eye. They open it up, and while you're wearing it, of course, your third eye is open. And so you have a much clearer picture as to what's going on around you. And if you happen to be outside when you're wearing one, if there's any lenticular clouds in the area, that's the clouds don't move during the entire day. They sit there in one spot. And they're actually ships inside of them.
Okay.
Also das Interview beginnt mit der Begrüßung. Ted begrüßt Billy Woodard und Zora von der inneren Erde. Und sie beginnen das Gespräch, indem sie über diese Headbands, diese Stirnbänder sprechen, die sehr alt sind, von den Lemuriern stammen, von den Atlantern kopiert wurden und sie helfen, das dritte Auge zu fokussieren und zu öffnen und so dass also man sogar im letzten Teil habe ich nicht Wolken anhalten kann.
Okay, warte, ich mache schon weiter.
Amazing. And these yep. devices will help you to see the outline of that ship.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Can they help you find the lotto numbers on Mondays?
No.
Okay.
Also, ich hatte das, genau, das, da ging es eher um, dass man Schiffe in den Wolken sehen kann, ne? UFOs.
Okay.
Hatte den letzten Satz nicht gut verstanden. Und dann fragt Ted, ob man damit auch die Lotto-Nummern der nächsten Woche erkennen kann.
Ja, Billy hat strikt Nein gesagt.
Okay. Bitte? Just kidding. But I've worn mine for years, and I want to thank you so much for getting me this one. It's beautiful, and I have it next to my work area here, and you know, I put it on when I want to expand my consciousness, and I already feel better already. Yeah.
Well, you should wear it all the time.
Right, right.
When you're at home, especially.
Right, right.
If you don't want to wear it out in public, that's up to you. But
sure.
But for the purpose of focus and you know, raising your consciousness levels,
mm-hmm.
you need to wear it all day long if you can.
Okay.
And you'll find that it will definitely give you clarity.
Okay.
It will also put a protective field around your person. So you might want to think about that.
Okay. Thank you.
And
thank you.
Okay.
Genau. Ted bedankt sich für dieses spezielle Stirnband und das sagt, dass wenn er es trägt, er sich viel besser fühlt. Und Billy gibt ihm den Rat, es möglichst viel und immer zu tragen, zumindest wenn er daheim ist, weil es eben den Fokus erhöht, das Bewusstsein vor allen Dingen auch erweitert. Und das führt zu mehr Klarheit und außerdem bietet es einen Schutz für das eigene Energiefeld.
Now I can also explain too, Nicole and Gerhard, that here's the headband here.
Ah.
And actually, Billy told me later that if you put a silver coin, that's what conducts it with the crystal here. You can see the crystal. There's the silver. Mm-hmm.
Also vorne sieht man einen Kristall und wenn man eine Silbermünze da rein tut, das leitet. Mhm.
So he also says that gold it actually is a better conductor. But und gold, of course, is expensive. So I have a small gold coin between the crystal and the silver coin here to help with transmission.
eine Goldmünze ist noch ein besserer Leiter und er hat eine, da Gold teuer ist, eine kleine Goldmünze dazwischen, zwischen der Silbermünze und dem Kristall, damit es noch besser leitet.
And the and I didn't realize this before, but the copper band of the of the of the device itself, actually the Atlanteans were great copper miners. They mined it in North America near Lake Superior.
Die Atlanter waren gut im Kupferabbau in Nordamerika und ja, genau, also das ist ein Kupferband, was dann um den Kopf gelegt wird.
And I have a very good supplier for this band. If anyone's interested, just send me an email and I can send you the ordering information. I don't have it with me. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com and I can send the where to get it. A very nice lady makes these here.
Mm-hmm. Ted kennt eine gute Anbieterin, die diese Kupferbänder herstellt. Und wenn jemand Interesse hat, soll er eine E-Mail schicken an Out of the World. What was it?
1150.
Genau, 1150
gmail.com. Yeah. So I'm going to put this on now. And but it does it. It this your pineal gland's right here, and it opens up way opens it once you put it on. You can feel it after a while. It really opens up your pineal gland. So
back in the time of Lemuria, when the high priests were in the temple, they would wear the headband. Of course, they wear them all the time, but in particular, whenever they're in the temple, they would wear them. They'd make sure that they wore them because they gave off a protective shield, personal protective shield, mm-hmm. and nothing can penetrate it. I mean, nothing. No. I've heard testimonies about people that were wearing them when they went cycling on a motorcycle, and they took a spill, got up, dusted themselves off, and no cuts or bruises.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, it does give you a protective shield. Mm-hmm. And it will also help you to communicate with your star brothers and sisters that are in space. Mm-hmm. It has no, what you call, no limit as to the distance that you can communicate telepathically. Okay. And it helps you to, it actually helps you to develop your telepathic powers.
Genau, also damals in Lemurien trug man das die ganze Zeit, eben auch im Tempel. Und dann erzählt Billy, wie sehr dieses, ich nenne es Stirnband, schützt. Also er hat Berichte von Motorradfahrern, die einen Unfall hatten und so geschützt waren, dass sie einfach sich den Staub vom Anzug gewischt haben, wieder aufgestanden sind, weitergefahren sind. Es hilft aber eben auch vor allen Dingen in der Kommunikation mit den auch mit den Sternenschwestern und Brüdern. Es fördert die Telepathie und man kann damit eben immer mehr telepathisch kommunizieren.
So, they are quite a unique device. Mm-hmm. And once you put them together, once you put the copper, the crystal, and the either silver disc or gold disc, it's automatically activated. And when you walk out into the sunlight, you look up at the sun. You close your eyes and look up at the sun. You energize it even more from the co-fusion of the sun. And so it enables you to receive energy, more energy coming from the light of the sun.
Okay. Das ist etwas sehr Einzigartiges. Und sobald man das zusammengesetzt hat, eben aus Kupfer, aus diesem Kristall und einer Scheibe oder Münze aus Silber oder Gold, ist es sofort aktiviert. Und wenn man damit zum Beispiel in die Sonne geht und also dabei die Augen schließt und in die Sonne schaut, dann wird die Energie noch mehr erhöht.
And incidentally, the sun is not a radioactive ball of fire. It's actually a planet. And the planet's name is Helios. So your sun that you see out in your sky every day is not a radioactive ball of energy. It is cold fusion, light, and that is why. And of course, the heat you feel on the Earth is the light coming through the layers of the atmosphere, combined with the centrifugal force of the planet, is what you feel as far as heat. So it had nothing to do with the sun.
Er sagt, dass die Sonne nicht radioaktiv ist oder aus Feuer besteht. Es ist ein Planet namens Helios, der eben aus kalte Fusion oder Licht aussendet, durch kalte Fusion Licht aussendet, die dann eben durch die Atmosphäre auf die Erde kommt und die Wärme eher von der Erde kommt.
And the sun doesn't cause skin cancer either. The skin cancer comes from all the poisons that your government been shooting up into space.
You could say that again.
Or into the atmosphere.
I remember Billy driving through Mount Shasta area in September, October of 2016. And it was early in the morning and I was driving past Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful sunny day, except that the whole clouds, everything, the sky around Shasta, Billy, it looked like somebody had taken, it was crisscrossed by chemtrails everywhere. And the sky was this strange looking orangish red color. It was all chemicals. I know they've been spraying a lot of chemicals at Mount Shasta, trying to shut it down for years.
They'll never do it.
I know, but that's what they're trying. But that's, I remember seeing that there. So anyway.
Well, you might, if you'd have had a headband on at that particular time, you would have seen a dome, an impenetrable dome over the entire mountain.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
You would see it, actually a dome over the mountain itself.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And that's a protective shield that they generate.
Uh-huh.
The Telosians.
Billy erwähnte, dass eben Hautkrebs nicht durch die Sonne entsteht, sondern durch die ganzen Gifte, die auf der Erde, also im Himmel und auf der Erde verteilt und verstreut werden, unter anderem durch die Regierungen. Und Tent erzählte dann, wie er bei Mount Shasta war und alles voller Chemtrails war, der gesamte Himmel. Und dass sie es aber nicht schaffen werden, das hohe Energiefeld dort zu zerstören. Und Billy meinte, hätte er sein Headband, sein Kopfband, Stirnband aufgehabt, hätte er sehen können, wie die ganze Gegend durch einen speziellen energetischen Dom geschützt ist.
You can get within 100 miles of Mount Shasta and you begin to feel the effects of Mount Shasta on your person.
Nice.
If you're sensitive to energy.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And I felt that actually. I have felt that going when I get driving down there from the Seattle area. When I get closer to it, I can feel that energy coming in.
Yes, you can. You can't help but feel it. Right. And if you're coming from the south, through Reading, you begin to feel the energy pretty strongly because at Mount Lassen is a secondary extension of Telos, And that's underneath Mount Lassen, the active volcano there. Mm-hmm. So there is there's also a city there as well. And it's called Telos the Lesser, but it is still definitely an extension of Telos in Mount Lassen. So if you ever take the 89 route around Mount Lassen, when you start getting close to that mountain, you begin to feel, and maybe in some cases, even hear singing coming from that mountain area.
Beautiful.
Es geht nochmal um die starke Energie, die um Mount Shasta herrscht. Und Billy sagt, dass man das ungefähr 100 Meilen um den Berg herum fühlen kann, wie stark sie ist. Und zusammengefasst, also wenn man vom Süden her sich Mount Shasta oder der Gegend nähert, kommt man an Mount Lassen vorbei. Und das ist quasi wie eine Erweiterung von Mount Shasta oder eine Verstärkung. Darunter befindet sich Talos the Lesser, also die kleinere Stadt Talos, sodass also quasi diese beiden Berge in Kombination energetisch sehr stark sind. Und manchmal kann man sogar singen hören, wenn man am Mount Lassen vorbeifährt.
I'll be going to Mount Shasta on June 28th this summer, and I will have some time. I'll be in Shasta for about a week, and after that, I think I will take my group, if they want to go, down into Lassen. Lassen's not far away. It's about an hour and a half south, and I've heard it's beautiful there too, but not as much explored. Shasta's well known, but Lassen isn't, so I'm going to go to Lassen too afterwards. I think that'd be fun.
Am 28. Juni fährt Ted wieder mit einer Gruppe zum Mount Shasta und er möchte dieses Mal am Ende der Woche auch nach Lassen fahren, was sehr schön sein soll. Es ist weniger bekannt, weniger erschlossen. Also Mount Shasta ist sehr bekannt und man weiß viel darüber. Lassen noch nicht so.
Mm-hmm. And why not? It's close.
Es ist in der Nähe. Es bietet sich an.
Yeah. The Telosians love to sing, uh-huh. And when they sing, of course, it is very, very
angelic,
very intense, very intensive singing. And for people that are sensitive to hearing song, you'll pick up on it right away. And so, especially if you're wearing a headband. Incidentally, your headband's a little crooked there. All right. It's a little off to your turn it to the other.
This way or this way? This way?
Now you're good. Now it's good.
I'm good. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you want to make sure it's right over your third eye.
Okay.
And
I can feel the power of it.
And then it will open up your third eye and it will keep your third eye open as long as you're wearing it.
Right.
And sometimes even after you take it off, you still feel the effects of the third eye focusing.
I have to tell you, I just realized that subconsciously I'm afraid of losing it. So I keep it in a special spot. And that's
it doesn't do you any good.
I know, but I was
in a special spot.
Yeah. Right. Right.
It doesn't help you not to wear it.
I'll wear it, my friend. I'm afraid of, yeah. Okay, thank you.